So I'd like to start this morning by inviting you to take a look at the photo on the front of the program. And the floor is open for captions. How might you caption this particular photograph? What's going on in the first place? What do we see?
Refugee camp.
Ah, someone's been reading the newspaper. We see a refugee camp. Sure. And in this refugee camp, it's made up of what?
Children and tents.
Children and tents. Oh, you are so good. Pardon? And a row of porta potties. So how would you caption this?
Disgraceful.
Ah, okay, hold that thought.
Disgraceful. The caption, as this appeared on Monday in the New York Times, read, "Migrant children at the detention facility in Tornillo, Texas." As some of you may have already read in the papers, as the accompanying article reports, earlier this week, 1,600 children were transferred from shelters across the country to a tent city in the wilderness of West Texas. Most of these children are from Central America and over half from Guatemala. Children who have journeyed from those distant countries without adult relatives. Journeyed to the border of the United States of America in order to seek a safer life, to seek asylum. Known in immigration lingo as unaccompanied minors, the children housed in tent shelters like this one receive no schooling and have limited access to legal services. Yet they are not illegals. Fleeing intractable violence in their home countries, they are asylum seekers, which is a status recognized in U.S. and international law. Migrant children at the detention facility in Tornillo, Texas. In light of today's teaching by Jesus from the Gospel according to Mark, I would propose a different caption. An aerial view of the kingdoms of God in U.S. detention. An aerial view, not of one kingdom in detention, an aerial view of many kingdoms over 1,600 in detention. Many kingdoms of God. Every child you see and every child you cannot see, each a kingdom of God. Now let's go to the text, where it is Jesus' purpose to illuminate how the kingdom of God works. This is the major overarching theme above and below all of Jesus' teaching. The kingdom of God and how that works. How that works here by changing how children are viewed and valued. The magnitude of the change Jesus represents and advocates is huge, no matter how this particular gospel text gets translated. And there are, as I will explain, a couple options. For in one verse, there is a bit of grammatical dynamite with the power to explode how we see every single human being. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." He took them into his arms, he laid his hands on them, and blessed them. People bringing little children to Jesus so that he might touch them. Touch them. This is the first and only instance in the Gospel according to Mark where we find people wanting to be touched by Jesus without any particular agenda for some kind of healing. It seems by this point in the Gospel, people are beginning to see Jesus as so special that contact, touch, will impart extra measures of general well-being. And if this sounds primitive, consider the crowds that line up in Harvard Yard to touch the foot of the statue of John Harvard. A statue which is actually not of John Harvard. It is a symbol of a symbol of a symbol. Well, the disciples spoke sternly to those bringing children. The disciples acted as gatekeepers at the threshold of power, which is no surprise. Big shots have people. People with whom one must be in touch before one can actually have an appointment for touching. Case in point from the Hebrew Bible. The prophet Elisha had Gehazi. Always more of a complicator than an expediter. Gehazi tried unsuccessfully to prevent a Shunammite woman from having access to Elisha, 2 Kings chapter 4. So, Jesus, an emerging big shot, is saddled with a whole host of hapless Gehazis who want to keep Jesus' calendar open for major miracles without the distraction of no accounts like children. Children in Jesus' day were no accounts. Within the schools of rabbis of the time, for those for whom resurrection from the dead was a hot topic, it was debated whether or not children would enjoy the benefits of resurrection from the dead. Some rabbis said yes, some rabbis said no, and they argued about when a child ceases to be a child and whether or not the piousness of parents matters in the life hereafter. Outside of any religious context, children were simply hot bundles of liabilities. Children consume, they don't produce. Children are prone to disease and pediatric mortality. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and he said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." Here in the 10th chapter of Mark, right before Mark records an interaction between Jesus and a kingdom-seeking rich man, we find Jesus speaking and enacting a parable about the kingdom of God. Hear and see how the kingdom of God works. Children are part of our community. Equal shares, now and in the future to come. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. And then the interesting verse. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. Whoever does not receive the kingdom as a little child. Here, a grammarian with a passing knowledge of Greek can go wild. The standard interpretation of the Greek here in Jesus' teaching is that it advances the childlike posture as a model for faithfulness. Like a child. Okay. But in what household of any era, modern or ancient, does blind receptivity and toddler belong in the same sentence? As a Gettysburg Seminary colleague of mine, a friend, and a New Testament professor and father of one small children, Mark Vitalis Hoffman, points out, children are much better at why and no than with quiet assent. So here's the thing, that fun. Grammarians go crazy. In the Greek text for this verse, the word for child, paideon, can function as a nominative, as a subject, to be read, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will not enter it, emphasizing the posture of the one receiving, childlike, or paideon may be understood in the accusative, conveying the meaning, welcome the kingdom of God like you would welcome a child. See a child. See the kingdom of God. Welcome the kingdom of God. See a child, see a human being completely naked in terms of possessions, achievements, status, or prospects. See the kingdom of God. Earlier this week, on Tuesday afternoon, just as I was pondering this text at my desk in my office here, it happened. The kingdom of God burst into my office. And not for the first time. The kingdom of God named Brianna. Brianna, who was an infant in her mother's arms when we first met. Brianna, who has had two birthdays celebrated here at Unilu in Sanctuary. Brianna, whose feet I first came to know when she was learning to walk above my office. Brianna, whose feet now know their way around all levels of Unilu, including their way into my office. And the first time when Brianna presented herself in my office, I didn't even hear her come in, but I turned in, and there she was. And I said hello, and she just opened her eyes as wide as she could, and she began to spin around and around. She took in the wall of windows with so much art and shelves with books and all kinds of other things, like a giant stuffed shark and a 3-foot lizard and an Oscar Mayer wiener wagon. And she just said one word. Wow! And she repeated that. Wow! Over and over. And I said, would you like to see that? You know, I'd point to things, the shark, it's a big draw. No. Wow. Since that first time, like this past Tuesday, Brianna has been back, announcing her presence with wow. And she has begun to make her own choices about the things in my office that she wants to explore. And Jesus is right. This child, Brianna, is the kingdom of God fully and completely. And to receive her and to give her and her, wow, all the room that she needs is how welcoming God's reign works. So I'm not being called to adopt Brianna's way of being Brianna as a model of some childlike virtue and piety. And it occurred to me, only this time, working on this text, that you can really comb through the Gospels and you will not find Jesus calling out particular postures as especially holy. Rather, the opposite. When Jesus calls out piety, it is as the currency of the religious hypocrites. Instead, what we do find in the Gospels is Jesus making known the kingdom of God, making known reality according to God. That is how reality works, where the last are first, the master is servant of all, the poor have everything, and the rich nothing. See a child, see the kingdom of God fully and completely, and proceed from there appropriately. See a picture like the one on today's program, and see over 1,600 kingdoms of God. And then, speaking of proceeding appropriately, there are questions that have to just come up, like, what am I doing? What are we doing that could crush the wow in all of these young and fragile kingdoms? And then after this, once you start seeing the kingdom of God in each and every child, then you also have to start asking, well, when does a person age out of being a kingdom of God, growing from childhood to adulthood? When? Well, the answer is obvious, never. And so I'm going to infect you, I hope, as I have been infected since this Tuesday. Because wherever I go, and I ride the red line, you know, to and from Quincy where I live, and it's especially when I ride the train, I can't not see all the people riding beside me and across from me as kingdoms of God. Each and every one. And I find myself wondering, who on this train really has all the room they need for their wow to flourish? And who may be having all that wow crushed out of them? The kingdom of God in every child, in each and every one of you. Change the way you look at one child, and you change the way you see everyone and anyone. Wow! Thank you, Jesus. Amen.